Tuesday at 10, it's still the purpose-driven life. Thursday is Monday, Thursday at St. Luke's. Bring nibbles to share. And then on Friday, if the Good Friday service is at Summit. And then Saturday is the Bread of Life volunteer luncheon at the Buffalo Senior Center. This is for the delivered, the home delivered meals. I think it's a thank you for that. Sunday is Easter service at 9. Then there's an Easter brunch right after it with UCC and St. Luke's. There's a sign up sheet, I believe, to have things to bring. I believe they are setting up, and we are taking down, if I remember how that is working.
Yeah, and it's here.
And it's here, yeah. Correct. So they'll set up, we'll service, we'll commune, and then we'll tear down while they go commune at their church. So, with that, the Holy Spirit calls us together as people of God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The processional gospel is Luke 19, 28 through 40. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to them,
after he had said this, Jesus went on and going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Just say this, the Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to him. Order your disciples to stop. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent,
the stones would shout out. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. That's foreboding. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for the redeeming of the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today he enters the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless the branches of those who carry them. Grant and grace us to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined in his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 344. Let us go forth in peace. I'm making an executive decision and saying we're fine to listen to the bells processional.
Thank you.
ready now to sing.
Good morning. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 50. This text, the third of the four servant songs in Isaiah, speaks of the servant's obedience amid persecution. Though the servant has been variously understood as the prophet himself or a remnant of faithful Israel, Christians have often recognized the figure of Christ in these poems. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let me stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 31 responsively. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly. I am the scorn of all my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, and a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me.
Like the dead, I am forgotten. Out of mind, I am as useless as a broken pot.
For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around, and they put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. My times are at hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in steadfast love.
The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2. Paul quotes from an early Christian hymn that describes Jesus' humble obedience in his incarnation as a human being, even to death, in his exaltation and glory as Lord of all. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to them,
when the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him.
Jesus said to them,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that by
Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them.
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
And Jesus did the same with the cup after supper.
This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table.
For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed.
And then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest.
But Jesus said to them,
the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors.
But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves.
Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied 3 times that you know me.
Know him.
A little later, someone else, on seeing Peter, said, You also are one of them.
Man, I am not.
Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting.
Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean.
Man, I do not know what you are talking about.
At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed.
The Lord turned and looked at Peter.
Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times."
And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again.
But they kept shouting,
third time, Pilate said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no grounds for the sentence of death.
I will therefore have him flogged and then release him."
But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that Jesus should be crucified, and their voices prevailed.
So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted.
He released the man that they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder.
And Pilate handed Jesus over as they wished.
Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing.
And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at Jesus, saying,
"He has saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked Jesus, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews."
And one of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?
And we indeed have been condemned justly, but we are getting what we deserve for our deeds.
But this man has done nothing wrong."
Then the cripple said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus replied,
"Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Certainly, this man was innocent.
And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts.
But all of Jesus' acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need.
Guide your church this holy week as we follow in the servant way of Jesus. Protect those who face hostility or oppression for their faith. Humble those who would use faith to dominate others and to reinforce their own power. God, in your mercy.
Receive our prayer. Make your creation a living witness to Christ's passion and resurrection. In waving palms, shouting stones, fragrant vineyards, murmuring wheat, and revealing fire, make us attentive to your holy presence in the world, that we may care for the earth you love. God, in your mercy.
Receive our prayer.
Let your face shine upon the leaders of nations, and let the same mind be in them as was in Christ Jesus, so that those with the most power may humble themselves to serve the most vulnerable. God, in your mercy.
Receive our prayer.
Sustain the weary with the word. Grant perseverance to political prisoners and to any who are exploited, unjustly accused, or wrongly convicted. Abide with all who are in jails, detention centers, or prisons. Console all who are experiencing times of trial or suffering. God, in your mercy.
Give strength to those who will lead worship during Holy Week, pastors and deacons, altar guilds and sacristans, musicians and assisting ministers, ushers and office staff. Instill in them the awe and joy that your service may reflect the love of Jesus. God, in your mercy.
Receive our prayer. We give thanks to you for our beloved dead, trusting that as the cross of Jesus led them to the empty tomb, so you welcome those who have died into the paradise of your presence. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love, in the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and offerings. God blesses us and sends us in mission to the world. God, our tender parent, God, the crucified one, God, the reconciling spirit, bless you now and forever. Care for others as God cares for you.
Thanks be to God.